Nolte, even left-wing critics declare DiCaprio's global warming comedy rotten. By John Nolte on December 10, 2021. When left-wing critics slam Don't Look Up, a piece of global warming propaganda starring Leonardo DiCaprio, you know it must really stink. We all know that somewhere around 95% of movie critics are far-left extremists and careerists. They adore the movies they are supposed to adore. They trash the movies they are supposed to trash. They are working under a left-wing herd mentality that says, protect the blockbusters, especially Disney's. Embrace left-wing propaganda, adore everything involving racial minorities and homosexuality, and pour hate all over traditional values, individualism, and conservatism. In other words, the film critic community is, by and large, a massive, billion-dollar, corporate-funded, left-wing affirmative action program that puts agenda ahead of merit. And this is why I mostly ignore movie critics. You can't trust them. Some notable examples. The hideous, unfunny, feminist Ghostbusters, 2016, got over the fresh line. That dull, flat TV movie called Selma, 2014, got way over the fresh line. The Last Jedi, 2017, well, you get the drift. So you can only imagine how awful a left-wing movie must be when even this group of hacks cannot push it over the fresh line. When that happens, I do pay attention. Watch below. For example, when Wonder Woman 1984, a movie directed by a chick, failed to earn a fresh rating, I knew it had to suck like nothing ever sucked in the history of suck, and boy did it ever. Same with Marvel's Dreadful Eternals. And now we have one more. Director Adam McKay's Don't Look Up is not just a left-wing movie. It's the holy grail of left-wing movies. It's a movie pushing the debunked global warming hoax. The very hoax left-wing fascists have devoted most of their corruption and hope into as a means to bring about their Fourth Reich utopia. Other than murdering innocent, unborn babies for convenience, there is no higher sacrament on the left than the global warming hoax. So now you have to ask yourself, how unbearably awful is Don't Look Up if this group of corrupt critics cannot push it over the fresh line? Currently, with 91 reviews in, Don't Look Up, which arrives on Netflix December 24th, is sitting at rotten 55%. It's truly beyond comprehension to imagine just how bad this movie must be. A movie that mocks those of us who know global warming is a hoax. To be sinking like this, especially one starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Jonah Hill, Kate Blanchett, Meryl Streep, and Timothy Chalamet. Here's a taste of what's being said. Austin Chronicle. Don't Look Up is not as bad as writer/director Adam McKay's previous outing, Vice. That's the good news. The bad news is that, though more intermittently fun, it's just as self-congratulatory and sanctimonious. It's just a shame such an enormous ensemble gets relegated as the mouthpieces for someone so giddily, cynically pleased with just how much he has it all figured out. I'd be hard-pressed to find a filmmaker who, in a general sense, I agree with but whose movies irritate me in the way that Adam McKay's do. Vanity Fair. As subject matter, it's entirely necessary. There has been a curious dearth of movies that look intently at climate change, so McKay's intentions are noble. But as he did with The Big Short and Vice, McKay lacquers Don't Look Up with an impenetrable layer of smugness. Whatever broadly worthy message the movie has is drowned out by a parade of movie star mugging and stale pop culture jokes. CNN. As was clearly its intention, Don't Look Up uses satire to spur a conversation about potentially ignoring a crisis until it's too late. It's a sobering message, but one that comes barreling toward us through the lens of an uneven movie. Indie Wire. And so we're left with a very sweaty film that strains to be funny, but one that's also itching to argue that its sick lack of funniness is precisely the point. Some problems can't be solved by celebrities alone. And the most subversive thing about Don't Look Up is ultimately how, in its own impotent way, it weaponizes its wild star power to make that point. It isn't smart enough to be a wake-up call or shocking enough to scare people straight. The Guardian. Adam McKay's labored, self-conscious and unrelaxed satire Don't Look Up is like a 145-minute Saturday Night Live sketch with neither the brilliant comedy of Succession, which McKay co-produces, nor the seriousness that the subject might otherwise require. It is as if the sheer unthinkability of the crisis can only be contained and represented in self-aware slapstick mode. You can boil that down to 145 minutes of smug is more exhausting than funny. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.